What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And, boy, the phone lines are just filled up here. We're talking with Mark in North Carolina. And everybody pretty much agrees this whole thing stinks to high heaven.
Yeah. Thing is this, it's almost impossible when you listen to this story, because even after the inmate was considered stabilized, all he'd be allowed to have is a pair of underpants, and this could last for weeks, even months, and a specialized blanket. I forget what it was made out of, but it was impossible to hang oneself with that blanket. And everything was, you know, the inmate wasn't on camera by himself, but everything else, including what you did, and you better have made your first 15 minute, and then as the inmate stabilized a little bit, your 30-minute checks around the clock. You better,
yep.
The camera better see you making those checks, okay? And when you do those checks, if you see anything even suspicious, if it looks like the inmate might not be breathing, or, you know, it may just be the angle, or maybe he covered himself with that blanket, and you can't tell, you had to yell, hey, move for me. Move your leg. Move your foot. Let me make sure you're alive. You know, something like that. That's what I used to do. I said, let me make sure you're alive. And as long as they moved, I went on my way, you know? But that's the way it's done. The thing is this. These cameras conveniently now broke down. Come on. I believe that as much as I believe that passport from one of the terrorists was found in prime and pristine condition there after the plane crashed into the World Trade Center. That's how much I believe that those cameras broke down. All right? This is all nonsense. This is either a murder or possibly, I don't count out the fact that this guy was, you know, taken out of there and moved probably to Israel, because that was, I believe, the whole thing in the first place. It was a Mossad operation, a blackmail operation. Part of the reason you see what's going on in the Middle East today, why we're doing what we're doing, why Israel practically runs this country. And there you go. It's blackmail operations like this. Now, as far as the FBI investigating this now, that's like after World War II, at Nuremberg, we would have let the Nazi SS do the investigating and war crimes. That's about the same thing. The FBI shouldn't be involved in these investigations, nor should they be involved in the shooting. All these shootings are around the country. FBI should be, I think they should be dismantled, but they certainly shouldn't be involved in things to where they actually, I believe, are suspects in this whole thing. And another thing I want to point out, too, the Bureau of Prisons, the Federal Bureau of Prisons, is directly under the Justice Department, Department of Justice.
Yes.
Okay. That means Barr is in charge, all right?
Yes.
And if you made it clear to the warden of that prison that this guy better make it to trial alive in one piece, believe me, he would have made it to trial in one piece. This wouldn't have happened. So I think everybody is a suspect to me, including Barr, went right
yes.
up the chain, and possibly Trump himself. Okay? They did not want this guy alive, or they wanted him out of the country with another identity and Israeli citizen. But whatever it
yep.
is, that's the way it is. There's no reason to believe this story at all. It's a crime. People need to commit. By the way, I told you something like this would happen. Remember? Remember
yep.
I said when I looked at what happened to Whitey Bulger, who was
yep.
most likely who knew that Mueller was dirty? Remember what happened to him? Transferred to
yep.
another, a higher security prison, had his head smashed in almost the minute he arrived in that new prison. Okay? That doesn't happen unless the authorities want it to happen. And it's arranged, okay? And that
yeah.
included in that part, again, the Department of Justice. Something got to be done. I don't know what. We don't have anybody we can trust doing investigations. Trump, like I told you before, at the very least is an idiot. At the very worst, he's part of it. I don't know. I really haven't figured him out totally yet. But all I can say, Mike, is this country better wake up. Well, we're not going to have it in the United States of America for much longer.
Well, I think from the reactions I'm seeing to this Epstein story, I think the corporate media just blew what little was left of their credibility, and people are just saying, "Oh, come on,
Mike." You, me, and a few of your people that listen to you, like I don't know, maybe Frank from North Carolina, the guy who used to be an inmate himself that called you before,
yeah,
a couple of, and what's the guy from New Jersey, Dustin from New Jersey. We got together. We could do a better investigation of this thing than the FBI. I can assure you that, or and then the Justice Department. Okay, because we would want to find out what's going on. Okay.
Yes.
But that's not going to happen. You know, that's dreaming. That's basically the way it is. These people cannot be trusted. The FBI is a criminal organization. Shouldn't be. Again, it's just like having the SS investigate the Nazi war crimes of World War II. Basically, what it comes down to. Pretty much all I
have
to say,
you know? All righty. Well, thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Joe in California. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, this Epstein story does not stink to high heaven. This country stinks to high heaven. I mean, are we living, I mean, I've said this before, are we living in a banana republic? We're a case of this importance that the target of the case can't even be brought to court alive? Are we living in a banana republic or a first world developed country? I mean, I've heard Mark from North Carolina say this over and over again. How he used to be in the criminal justice system, or he used to work for the police. This is a joke. What kind of people do we have working? Kind of people who are working in these jobs as guards. I mean, they either look the other way or they're bought and paid for. And the reason why I called was I wanted to check on the video. And I guess I've heard from you and others that it wasn't working. How convenient! Just like those cameras that were near the Pentagon on 9/11.
Yes,
these cameras never work. The ones at Walmart, they're either grainy or they don't work. It's a joke. I guess we got the worst cameras in this country. I mean, it's just beyond. I mean, it's just, forget it. I mean, and you're not going to see any changes from the political system. Israel owns this country, lock, stock, and barrel. I was listening to a guy on, I think it was on one of the other YouTube shows, where he was saying how they own all of the British, the main political parties, the Labour Party, the Conservatives, the Liberal Democrats, they own the world. You can call me crazy. They own the world, these people.
Okay, well, thanks for the phone call, Joe. I got to clear the phone lines and get back to news here. Let's go to Jennifer in Nashville. Jennifer, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I just want to give you, before I start talking, like, people who work in the criminal justice system, is Mark from South Carolina. I think he's bringing this is just a side note. I think he's bringing yourself to a screaming halt. I mean, I think we should keep him down to about 2 minutes, because I haven't listened to your show in like 6 months, and there he is again, on and on. Joe's fine. Anyway, so I was going to ask you what you thought about Tulsi Gabbard. I haven't listened to you in like 6 months. I really miss, are you in the States yet or no? Or in the mainland?
I'm still in Hawaii. I'm in Hawaii until the end of the month.
Oh. You know, I'm a huge fan, Mike. I mean, I love, like, you and Claire. I love the show. But I'm saying,
thank
like,
you.
Mark gets on my nerves worse than Dustin. I mean, like, he just keeps on and on and dragging on. Like, Joe, I mean, from California, he's fine. I just want to, if we can keep him down. I mean, I've listened to the show forever, right? There he is again. On and on and on. He works at the criminal justice system, right? I'm actually from Texas. That's where I live. I'm here in Nashville working. But I was going to ask you about Tulsi Gabbard, and I guess I want to ask you about Epstein, but I guess I don't have the show on, right? But what do you think about Tulsi Gabbard and her Kamala Harris run out? Did you like
okay.
that?
Okay.
Did you like whenever the debate? You watched the debates with the Democrats at all or no?
I didn't watch the last debate because I was busy packing here. But I'll tell you right now, I'm losing my enthusiasm for Tulsi Gabbard ever since
yeah.
she came out in favor of arming Ukraine. And to me, her main attraction as a candidate was an anti-war stance, and she's basically blown that one.
Right. I just kind of like when she kind of like, you know, made Kamala Harris like just totally like, you know, tremble. But you know, I'm still going to vote on Donald Trump. I'm still going to do it because I'm gay. I'm from Texas. I've lost all my friends. But you know, anyway, I want to tell you that I really think you're awesome, and I'm sorry being a little obnoxious right now. I think your show's great. I want you to blow up and like make way more money than you could ever imagine. I think your show's great. I love the whole dynamic with you and Claire. I mean, I think you could do great. I thought you'd be your agent or something.
Maybe that's what I need to have. Okay, I'd like to be making a lot more money too. You know, we're just, we basically had to sell almost everything we've got to pay for this move, and we had some very generous donations come on in to help us with the move, especially this last weekend. I actually kind of thought when Trump won in 2016. That we were going to see a seismic shift within the media where all these paid professional correspondents and prostitutes were going to be given pink slips, and the corporate media, in order to try and rebuild their audience, was going to start hiring more people from the independent media who have reputations for credibility. And, of course, that did not happen.
Well, I want to tell you, I have, like several lesbian friends. Like, I'm in the gay community, right? And I play there, and they're like going, oh, you want to, I go to my friend's house, right? Like, I've known her for 20 years, a lesbian. She's like, she thinks you're great. Like, I think you just could do, that's really like, I really have lots of hope that I think you might blow up one day. I really do.
Well, thank you for the compliments.
You know?
Yep.
You're welcome. Love you, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and switch over to Tony in Puerto Rico. Aloha, Tony. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. You know, I'm the last person to criticize anybody. But, you know, people are just so naive. You know the old saying that politics is business, there's interest involved? That's what happened to Jeffrey Epstein. It was all politics. It was business. It's about interest, okay? He just made the Arkansas list. Thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good day, Michael. Michael, let me ask you, is this guy Epstein related to Weinstein?
I have no idea. I don't think so.
Well, I'll tell you why I say this, Michael, because Weinstein and Hillary Clinton are real tight, and Bill Clinton and Epstein are real tight. So the circle must be where they all know each other, wouldn't you think?
Well, yeah, they certainly know each other. You know,
if Weinstein was so hard up for sex with all these actresses, why didn't he go to the island with Epstein? Are there pictures of Weinstein and Epstein together? And, you know, Donald Trump tweeted out something about Hillary, because people are all saying that Hillary, conspiracy with Hillary or Chelsea or something had to do with Chelsea. You heard about that?
No, I didn't hear one about Chelsea.
Epstein.
I heard one where Hillary went down to that island at one point, but no confirmation on that one.
Well, you know, Michael, I think it's all a Kabbalah. I think it's a big cabal. You got this Epstein, Weinstein, and all these Steens, and all this nincompoop stuff with Rosenstein, and all this nonsense they're trying to take Trump. I mean, it's utterly ridiculous. And then you got, watching that idiot Biden the other day, everything that comes out of his mouth is a bumbling, he looks like a bumbling idiot. And this guy, after they're going to run for president, Michael, I don't understand what's going on. But I do understand this. Anywhere the Democrats are running, like I tell them, Dustin, they destroy every city. You know what the car insurance is in some of those cities for car insurance?
Yeah.
In Chicago? It's insanity. Matter of fact, if they could get Chicago out of Illinois, that state would go red. That's something they really need to work on. But another thing is, though, back at this guy Epstein, what did this guy do so great that made him a billionaire? What was this guy doing to make this kind of money? You know, Michael, I want to ask you a question. What is a calcium couch? You know anything about the casting couch?
Well, I certainly heard about it when I was working in Hollywood, but that was basically the idea that, you know, young actresses, in order to get a role in the movie, would have sex with the producers. And sometimes it was demanded by the producers. Sometimes the girls just offer because they know it gives them an edge.
You know, there was a great story about the casting couch was back in the 60s. I remember my mother was telling me about it. I was a young man, she was telling me about this guy, Sal. He was in a movie, Rebel Without a Cause, with James Dean. What was his name, Sal Mineo?
Yes.
And how this guy was on the casting couch to get a part in Hollywood. And it wasn't because, I mean, we're talking about something very dark here, okay? Very dark, like what, you know, basically like what Cosby was supposedly doing, drugging these women out. But I mean, it was to the point where even back in the golden era of Hollywood, you had the casting couch, and you had these dark minions in Hollywood, the producer, whatever, they were running the whole shebang, and how these people get parts in movies and stuff. I was like, what? I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I don't know if you ever saw the story in years ago, Michael. Have you ever heard a story about Corey Feldman?
Yes.
You read that story?
Yes.
That was an amazing story I read, and I couldn't believe what I was reading. I picked that up at a Winn-Dixie or a Publix supermarket, and I'm like waiting in the line. I'm reading this, and I couldn't put it down because once I got into it, I'm like, wow, look at this guy's exposing here. But, you know, getting back to Weinstein and Epstein and Rosenstein and all these Steens, they must really think people are so stupid that they'll never get caught, like they're above the law, like Hillary. She is above the law. Who's kidding who, Michael?
Yeah,
she's above the law. Comey, homie. These people are above the law. There's no question about it. Now, let's get back to this island, Michael. Look at the island this guy Epstein had, right?
Yes.
You're going to – what parent – now, you tell me, Michael, and all your audience. I want somebody to call in and ask. What parent's going to allow a 14, 15-year-old girl to go to an island unless you're on drugs? Do you think I would allow my daughter to go down there and go on an island so she can be in a bikini walking around or naked for some perverted?
I got a strong sense that a lot of these teenage girls went to the island without informing their parents.
Well, Michael, there's a call of laws, and that's why the guy got busted. When a girl's 15 years old and a parent doesn't know a 15-year-old's missing, wouldn't the FBI be involved? I mean, when they're 18, it's a different ballgame. They can do whatever they want. We're looking at the age sheer factor. If these girls are 15 years old, there's no way a girl's going to go to an island for 2-3 weeks giving sex to some schmuck. I don't buy that. And if that was the case, he should have been busted years ago, not this now.
Well, he was busted years ago,
for all these years.
But then they gave him a wrist slap. And, you know, I mean, the girls may be telling their parents some other story that they're going away to summer camp. You know, or summer school or something like that. But I don't think a lot of the parents understood until after the fact exactly what was going on.
Right. Well, you know, Michael, I still think Hillary, what she did, and this is kind of a strange situation with this Epstein. Hillary getting off by the FBI and Comey and all that nonsense and that when he had that big thing when he was talking about before the election in 2016. This whole thing is a cabal, Michael. And you know what? Another thing I want to ask you. I saw in the news just now, Chicago had 36 shootings over the weekend.
Yep.
3 dead. And what I want to ask you to do is some research on, Michael, because you're more in tune to doing all this than I ever would be. How many of these people that get wounded actually die? They talk 3 murdered over the weekend and 33 of them are wounded. Well, how many of those wounded ones die? And what kind of wounds are we talking here? Getting shot with a 223 round or whatever they're getting you shoot. What kind of catastrophic wounds are these people getting, all these hundreds and thousands of people every day?
Well, see, the 223, when it hits the body, it tumbles. That's why it causes damage. All right, listen, Tom, need to let you go. Got to let you go. I've got more callers to get to. We'll be right back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're trying to clear the phone line so we can get back to some news. Richard in Alabama, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I think it's hopeless to expect any member of the legal profession to do anything for us, whether we vote him into office or hire him. He's never going to help us because he has a fatal conflict of interest. All of the Bar Association judges adjourn the venue of their office. None of them actually work in their office. They adjourn that venue, and then they convene their own private bar association venue for administrative settlement of undisputed claims in international commerce, wherein the specie of settlement is units of credit from the IMF, always units of credit, because there is no more, there are no more dollars and no
okay,
more money.
And what does this have to do with Jeff Epstein?
You're never going to get any member of the legal profession to help in that investigation.
We got that, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
The audience got it? I guess they do.
All right. So thank you for the phone call, Richard. We're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I'm going to have to add it to the course. Yeah, I think he got away. I don't think he was killed, because if you look at the first time he got busted, so-called, he got a 13-month wrist slap, and he was allowed to go back to his mansion half the day, right, I believe?
Yeah, so it was work release, they called it.
Yeah, but it's not all about how much money he's got, it's how much power he's got. And people with that power, they do have the dead man switches, like we heard from previous callers. If they kill him, the dead man switches get released. If they don't kill him and it goes to trial, it drags on, and it might bring out some unsavory stuff from the people who are involved. And then there's the third option, to pull this stunt off where the cameras down in the, you know, the hallway don't work, or this or that, to get him out. And he's not going back to his island. He's going somewhere else. I don't know where he's going, but, you know, he got away. And you know what, Mike? This takes it off the media coverage, because in about a week or two, something else will happen, and this story is going to disappear, other than the civil lawsuit that people have, you know, that the victims have on his estate. You know, that's it.
Yeah.
You know, this is how it works, people. I mean, you know, and like, this is what I keep saying. It's the United States of Empire. This is an oligarchy. This is the system we got, the just us system, not the justice system. And Bill Barr, I'm sorry, but I don't think he's crying crocodile tears. Yeah, because I'm still waiting for those indictments. Where are those indictments, Sean Hannity and all these other people said were coming, Mike? They're not coming. Nothing's coming. You know, the indictments ain't coming. This dude gets away.
Yep.
You know? But, Mike, if I still got time, I just want to switch gears real quick.
Real quick. You got about a minute and a half.
Yeah. I just want you to talk about, like, obviously the stock market stuff, the bond market. The bond market,
yes.
The stock, because these are more important things, I believe, than that, because this has to do with us. But that's all I got to say, Mike. Have a good show.
All right. Thanks an awful lot, Justin, here, and the phone lines are open. And, yeah, as long as Justin brought it up, bad day in the stock market. The Dow ended 391 Dow. And so, yeah, it's getting kind of ugly out there. All right. So let's wrap up here with Jeff Epstein. Because regardless of whether you think he's actually dead or if this was a spectacular prison break, the fact of the matter is nobody's buying the official story. And this is further damaging the credibility of the corporate media, not to mention the government itself. So article came on out here from Chimp Planet saying maybe Epstein is in witness protection. And maybe one of his excessively wealthy and powerful friends helped him escape, and he's somewhere drinking mojitos and laughing at the coverage of his untimely demise. And again, he supposedly tried to commit suicide 2 weeks ago, or maybe his cellmate, who was a bodybuilder, ex-cop, murderer, tried to take Epstein out, although the bodybuilder, murderer, ex-cop says he saved him. So he was taken off suicide watch, allegedly trying to kill himself 2 weeks previously. It has been reported that he was removed from suicide watch at the request of his attorneys. Now, Epstein is a cash cow for those attorneys. Why would they want him off suicide watch? Unless they wanted a gap of time where they could be guaranteed they would not be disturbed. So just hold that thought in your head. Anyway, Epstein's cause of death is still not official after the autopsy, according to the medical examiner. The medical examiner's office needs further information before determining a cause of death. So they're dragging that one out as well. Over at MSNBC, Joy Reid suggests that Attorney General Barr is a possible suspect in Epstein's death. Boy, they're just pointing their fingers everywhere. All right, we've got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And wrapping up here with the Jeff Epstein story. Over at MSNBC, Joy Reid suggests that Attorney General William Barr be considered a possible suspect in Epstein's death. Another MSNBC host, Joe Scarborough, as we mentioned earlier, says this feels like a Russian plot. So they're just all over the place. Even Alec Baldwin is jumping on the bandwagon to say that Jeffrey Epstein was killed by Russians. So, according to this story over at LA Progressive, there was a story that was released in the press that the video camera monitoring Epstein's cell had broken down. And so that's where that originated from. You know, unless somebody gets in there and takes a look, we're never really going to know one way or the other. So when William Barr was told there were a lot of snickers about the faulty camera claim, the Justice Department updated the story to claim that all of the cameras in the prison had failed on that fatal night. So I think Barr is part of the problem. Now, Barr is talking tough. He's out there talking tough, saying they should not rest easy. And Bill Barr is issuing a stark warning to Jeffrey Epstein's co-conspirators as the investigation wades through thousands of new documents and threatens to implicate the world's most powerful men, and maybe one or two women as well. Okay, now, interestingly enough, somebody put up a post over at 4chan, and it was up 10 minutes before the news media got wind of Jeffrey Epstein's claimed death. And the person doing this post on 4chan claims that an unmarked van and unknown military personnel showed up at the Metropolitan Correctional Center Friday night, where accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein was being held, and switched him out with a dead lookalike. So that's one report. Now, a lot of people are saying maybe Epstein goes on the Clinton body count list. I'm not convinced yet. Epstein had a lot of enemies. He was a threat to a lot of people. So Clinton was mentioned in the Epstein documents just hours before the alleged suicide. But did you know that J.P. Morgan also has a body count? And Epstein had close ties to J.P. Morgan Chase, and he joins a roster of suspicious deaths connected to J.P. Morgan Chase, particularly among its technology executives who allegedly jumped to their deaths from J.P. Morgan buildings, died in two separate cases of murder-suicides in 7 months, died of alcohol poisoning, or in the most recent case of Doug Carucci in March of this year, simply died tragically and suddenly, with all efforts to obtain this tiny shred of information about what happened, hitting a brick wall. So, as I mentioned earlier in the program, Reuters is reporting that Jeffrey Epstein was in fact considering cooperation in naming names in exchange for a reduced sentence. So, now apparently Robert Maxwell's daughter, rumors are swirling that she's getting ready to cooperate with U.S. authorities. I bet she's going to get really, really depressed all of a sudden. So Ghislaine Maxwell was last night reported to be ready to cooperate with the American authorities in their ongoing investigation into Prince Andrew's late friend Jeffrey Epstein. So a lot, and of course, this has got the royal family all upset. And there's concern that Prince Andrew, Queen Elizabeth's son, might be dragged deeper and deeper into this mess following the alleged suicide of Jeffrey Epstein. So Ghislaine is the key now. The focus is on her because Jeff Epstein is now beyond justice, either in a coffin or down in the Cayman Islands here. And it is proving very difficult for the royal family. The royal families work hard at being royal. They work hard on their image. They don't take scandal lightly. And so apparently the Queen has moved Prince Andrew and Sarah Ferguson into the Balmoral Castle up in Scotland, which is very remotely located. It's not set up to allow the crowd to approach, and she's just going to keep them out of sight for a while here. All righty, so that's all we've got on Epstein today. Let's see what else is going on out there. 2 weeks ago, Judge John Kozel of the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York delivered a devastating blow to the U.S.-led conspiracy against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. And basically, in his ruling, Judge Kozel, who is a Bill Clinton nominee and former assistant special prosecutor for the Watergate Special Prosecution Force, dismissed with prejudice a civil lawsuit filed in April 2018 by the Democratic National Committee alleging WikiLeaks was civilly liable for conspiring with the Russian government to steal DNC emails and data and leak them to the public. Now, with prejudice means the lawsuit cannot be refiled. So Jennifer Robinson, who's one of Assange's lawyers, said the ruling is an important win for free speech. And it did expose the fact that the Democratic Party was in a conspiracy of its own to attack freedom of speech and cover up the crimes of U.S. imperialism and the corrupt activities of the two parties of Wall Street. This according to the judge here. Now, Attorney General Bill Barr still has another problem besides Jeff Epstein, and that is the 2018 Department of Justice and FBI cover-up to protect the Senate Intelligence Committee and how that committee was being used to support Robert Mueller in his pursuance of a soft coup against the President of the United States of America. And when you understand what the group was doing in early 2017, you understand why the FBI used Bruce Ohr as the go-between to contact with Christopher Steele. Now, Lindsey Graham is out there saying that the Bruce Ohr notes are just the tip of the iceberg of systematic corruption at the Department of Justice and the FBI. So it's very teasing and tantalizing, and you know, there's a lot out there, but I'm still not seeing indictments. I'm still not seeing jail time. And I don't know, is the new thing now that you'll go to jail for a few days and all of a sudden you're suicided, your body disappears, and that's the end of the story? Over at the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, the House Democrats' powerful campaign arm, it has just abruptly purged half a dozen staffers. Why? Did these staffers do anything wrong? No. Were they good workers? Yes. Well, why were they let go? Because they are white. It appears nobody had anything against these particular staffers except for the color of their skin. Although roughly half the committee's full-time staff, 13 out of 27, were non-white, this was not enough for some Democratic members of Congress. They complained to DCC Chairwoman Cherry Bustos of Illinois had brought in too many white staffers when she won the position. And they put enough pressure on her that she sacrificed her loyal staffers to the god of diversity. Now, my comment to that is very, very simple. Racism in reverse is still racism. If it's evil and racist to discriminate against blacks, it's evil and racist to discriminate against whites. Period. End of discussion. All right. Donald Trump has been talking a lot about bringing the internet back under control. And a lot of people are very concerned that there's been a leaked draft of a Trump executive order. And it's already being denounced as a dangerous and unconstitutional edict because it basically, they're claiming whatever political party is in power will dictate what speech is allowed on the internet. If the Democrats are in charge, then it'll be Democratic liberal speech is allowed. If it's conservatives in charge, it'll be conservative speech that is allowed. Whatever happened to the idea of balance and the sharing of ideas? Down in Sarasota, Florida, a gentleman by the name of Timothy James Ireland Jr. Was convicted of dealing in stolen property. He has an outstanding warrant for failure to appear. And apparently he is now being charged with making threats against Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez after he wrote on Facebook, "The New York Democrat should be shot." Anyway, I think I mentioned this earlier in the program, but I'm going to go through it again. Apparently, a shooter opened fire on a crowd gathered in Garland Park in Chicago's West Side, leaving six people wounded. Nobody died. So all I can say is it's a good thing Chicago has such strict gun control. Otherwise, anybody could have a gun. Now, Lindsey Graham has come on out admitting he owns a semi-automatic rifle in case of apocalyptic lawlessness, so looters know not to come to the AR-15 home. So the politicians want these kind of guns for themselves and their security. They just don't want you to have them. Okay. Over the last 24 hours in Syria, the army has liberated several areas in southern Idlib, and the Damascus army continued its military operations in northern Syria, regaining control of a strategic region and the nearby hills in southern Idlib. So I'll bet you those jihadis are now regretting having broken that ceasefire. All right, John Bolton is on his way to London, and his agenda is to lobby for a harsher UK stance on Iran and also on Huawei. And this is part of the U.S. maximum pressure campaign against Iran. But these policies found little support in the previous UK cabinet. So they're going to go on over and try the new cabinet of Prime Minister Boris Johnson to align its foreign policies more with the American maximum pressure campaign against Iran and to discard its plans to use Huawei equipment in developing its 5G networks. I don't think Bolton is going to get either one of those. Okay, this is getting a little scary. The Federal Bureau of Investigation is going after American citizens who have already attended or plan to attend the New Horizon Conference held by an Iranian media expert to discuss major global issues. Now, a Virginia-based ex-Pentagon official said FBI agents were knocking at his door at 6:30 a.m. in May, cited by Medium.com. Now, Malouf had traveled to Mashhad in northeastern Iran to attend last year's New Horizon Conference and was one of the guests invited to the next conference, which will be held in the Lebanese capital of Beirut this September. The agents, however, warned him of consequences if he decides to attend. Real mafia-like stuff here. The British Army is moving more than 11,000 men, women, and children back to Great Britain from Germany. They want to base their armed forces in the UK. The United States is basically doing a veiled ultimatum to Germany. Germany's response was, well, if you're going to leave, take everything. Take your nukes with you. And Berlin may use the ultimatum as an opportunity to push for the withdrawal of all American assets from Germany. So, not working too well. Over in Benghazi, Libya, there was a car bomb attack targeting United Nations officials, leaving 2 dead and 10 wounded. The blast killed 2 UN staff identified as United Nations Libyan mission guards, with an additional 10 people wounded, among them children. Have you noticed that there's not really a lot of diplomacy happening right now? It's all bullying and threatening, and sanctions and aggression are being thrown about with reckless abandon. And even America's own supposed European allies are subject to sanctions by Washington in a high-handed dismissal of any mutual dialogue to resolve alleged grievances. That's a bad, bad scenario right here. More talk is coming out of Washington, D.C. regarding embargoes against Venezuela and Iran. And, of course, all of this is illegal. It's against international laws. It's considered an undeclared act of war to blockade a country. So you just have to wonder, how much longer can we go on before something snaps and the whole world just ignites? Okay, now, apparently this idea of Turkey invading Syria has been called off. They had negotiations in Ankara, and U.S. and Turkish officials reached an agreement on Wednesday to create a joint operation center and set up a safe zone east of the Euphrates in northeastern Syria. Now, the fine details of the deal have not been disclosed, but this was basically in response to President Erdogan's announcement on Sunday that Turkey was prepared to carry out a unilateral cross-border operation to push back Kurdish militias on the Syrian border east of the Euphrates River. Now, Syria is saying that the U.S.-Turkey safe zone deal is a plot for expansionist ambitions. So they're concerned they will not get the land back. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and I'm back in the gym full strength. Find out more. Go to angioprim.com, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And over in Hong Kong, the diplomatic situation is deteriorating greatly. And a lot of it has to do with that photo of the U.S. diplomat who met with the student leaders of Hong Kong's pro-democracy movement. And the rhetoric is ramping up. And according to the U.S. State Department, Chinese reports on the U.S. diplomat in Hong Kong have gone from irresponsible to dangerous. And they're demanding you have to stop. Well, from Hong Kong's point of view, this only reinforces their suspicion that the U.S. government is behind these protests. And they are getting very serious out there. Apparently, the protesters seized the Hong Kong airport, just poured in all kinds of people. It got to the point where authorities had to ground flights because the airport was basically paralyzed. It's one of the busiest in the world. They had to cancel more than 100 flights. Now, this was actually surprisingly a peaceful demonstration as opposed to the previous nights where there's rubber bullets and tear gas and a lot of violence. But mainland China is now apparently threatening a military invasion of Hong Kong. And vehicles, military vehicles, reportedly passed through the customs facility in Shenzhen, China, on the road to Hong Kong. No confirmation that they are there yet. But it does seem like that's where they're heading. North Korea says they will not stop missile tests. They reject talks with Seoul unless it ends the drills with the United States. And we just put up another story where apparently Kim Jong-un sent Donald Trump a little message saying, as soon as the drills are over, let's restart the talks. So it's kind of hard to know what's really going on. The one thing is, every time Kim Jong-un gets another meeting with Donald Trump, his stature is greatly improved around the world and certainly within his own population. Okay, over in Israel, it's the first day of Eid, and over 1,700 settlers storm the Al-Aqsa Mosque. And this, of course, is a flashpoint. So apparently, 1,729 Jewish settlers entered the compound, backed up by Israeli police officers. The Israeli forces used tear gas and rubber bullets to basically beat back the Palestinians who were basically trying to keep the Israelis from entering the mosque. Over in Europe, they're getting ready to add warning labels on products made in the contested territories. And apparently, residents of two northern Russian cities are stocking up on iodine. Apparently, oh, there's the music. Time for station identification. More about the Russian rocket after these few words.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.